Now what I want to do.
Go right.
Go right. Oh, and then go right again.
Right.
What song is this?
The Key to Secret.
I love this song.
What lane? What lane?
It doesn't matter.
Middle.
Yeah, because the other one ends. I don't think I can ever recall a time when I've had a best friend. I've moved long distance twice in my life, and being the shortest in my class until 8th grade, I was often bullied. Even in high school, people tended to avoid me once I talked to them. I can't quite figure it out. I think I'm extremely likable and witty and modest on top of it all. I feared droning my days away as an intellectual outcast until I strengthened the bonds I had with three existing friends, Jenny, Carlene, and Shari.
Say hello.
Hi.
How about you? That's Jenny.
I met Jenny through the first school play. We were the only two freshmen cast, and the other cast members sort of ignored us. I'll never forget the first thing she said to me. I like to pick the skin off my feet. It's so much fun. Jenny and Shari had been best friends from their figure skating days. I met Carlene at band camp freshman year. We had an instant connection through our love of Japanese animation, or anime, and not playing clarinet very well. She was a tomboy. Scratch that, I won't euphemize. She's gay, a lesbian. I found it out soon after meeting her, and it didn't bother me.
Please stop kicking me.
No, I'm not kicking you.
Sure you're not.
Carlene, how do I get to Wendy's?
Okay.
Strawberry pie,
Strawberry pie. Last year, the four of us began hanging out every weekend, going to play the arcade dance game DDR every Saturday, then driving giddily back to my house to watch anime and eat fast food. The winter, spring, and summer of my junior year flew by in a frenzy of the glowing lights of the arcade and loud renditions of Strawberry Pie and Murder on the Dance Floor in Jenny's car in the dark of the night. I could finally be loud and obnoxious and stop holding back the things I wanted to say for fear I might get a weird look. So what if I didn't fit the high school happy teenage girl stereotype at all? No boyfriend, no new car, no frivolous experiments with liquor or marijuana. But at least I could count myself normal in these friends of mine. Shari guessed we would be like the four girls from Sex and the City, talking about the minute experiences of life over scones and gallivanting around clubs at all hours of the night. I was blissfully happy. I would never, ever lose these links to a meaningful life.
Apple pie, apple pie.
I'm still gonna make that my senior quote. Apple pie for you.
Oh, how ignorant youths can be that pride always comes before a fall. In August, we all took our separate vacations. Then we came back. A few days after we started our senior year, Jenny called me during one of our breaks. I have something important to tell you. It's going to make everything really awkward. I feared the worst, since I had learned that Jenny's brightest smile often hid her most vulnerable moments. Was it cancer? Was she moving? Did she have an arranged marriage? It turned out that what Jenny was about to tell me would change everything.
Am I allowed to say how things have changed?
Sure.
Should I? Well, now me and Carlene are, going out.
Awkward silence.
So what happened? Jenny wasn't gay. That wasn't possible. She thought Keith Urban was so hot. I called Shari to see if she knew what was going on. All she knew was that Jenny had suddenly taken an interest in purple pants.
She's like, yeah, people who wear purple pants are funny. And I'm like, yeah. And then she started laughing, but I really didn't get it, but I started laughing anyway. And then she's like, do you catch my drift? And I said, no. And she's like, I'm a person that wears purple pants. And I still don't understand that reference to this day. And so she told me that Carlene asked her out. And I was like, and you said, and she's like, well, I don't know, because I might be.
Okay, but I was still confused and hurt. I wanted everything to go back to normal. I desperately tried to recreate our wonderful junior year, but Saturday trips to the arcade were uncomfortable, then infrequent, then non-existent. I'll always remember that first night we went on an excursion after I found out. I was sitting in the front of Shari's car, and I happened to look in the rearview mirror, and Jenny and Carlene were leaning their heads against each other and holding hands. I thought my heart would explode. Those wonderful friends I could confide in and complain to and lean on were gone. They melted away like they were just masks hiding these strange beings. I knew at that moment that I would never be Sarah Jessica Parker. I was just an ordinary girl thrown into the miserable circumstances of this world we call Earth that everyone has to face up to sooner or later, and no amount of glossing over, fantasizing, or idealizing could change that.
It was like the four of us, and I didn't feel like, you know, anyone favored anyone else.
Shari and I have grown much closer since Carlene and Jenny changed the rules.
It was a group of friends where we were all on equal terms. We were each other's best friends. I don't know, I just thought, like, it was for the first time that I actually had a group of friends and not just, like, one-on-one friends.
These days, Carlene and Jenny call each other 20 times a day, often when they're 10 feet away from each other, and sometimes when I'm having a private conversation with one of them. How dare their relationship intrude on our friendship?
When all four of us are together, it's like they're on a date and Monique and I are tagging along. We asked Jenny, you know, want to hang out or something, and she'll be like, no, Carlene and I were going to do this, but do you want to come along? And she kind of doesn't understand, no, we don't want to come along because it's like a date.
It's been almost a year since the beginning of what Shari and I like to call the ugliness. I can't talk to Carlene or Jenny seriously anymore since no secret is sacred. It's as if they're always laughing at some inside joke between the two of them. Once again, I'm on the outside like I used to be. I do have school friends who I talk to about what I ate for lunch in the cafeteria and homework assignments, but when it comes to laughing over something we did over the weekend, I come up empty. I can turn to Shari for friendship, but she has her own set of pre-Jenny and Carlene friends at school who she can hang out with all the time. Aside from Shari, Jenny and Carlene were all I had, and now they spend their weekends at each other's houses doing God knows what. If I've learned anything lately, it's to avoid living in the past. Even if Jenny and Carly never break up, I can console myself with the fact that I have the capacity to create strong friendships, even if the situations surrounding them are beyond my control. I want to have dependable friends again. I want to meet lots of people and create new traditions and share inside jokes. Someday life should live up to my expectations. If it doesn't, at least I have a PhD in awkward situations. And I have the memories of belonging to carry with me.
Strawberry pie, oh, strawberry pie. Strawberry pie for you.
Not this line, but the next line go right.
Okay. I like how that went with the song.
Okay, this is just getting to be really boring, so I'm going to turn it off. All right, everybody say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Strawberry pie, yeah, yeah.
Just don't.